The federal government has come under fire for requiring unemployed to wait 6 months before their first dole check. But over the weekend, the Prime Minister and the Environment Minister threw the unemployed some job ads and launched the Green Army.
It's working on cleaning up the local environment, giving young people opportunities, and at the end of the day, leaving things better for 20 and 30 and 50 and 100 years.
Over 4 years, 1,500 projects will employ 17 to 24-year-olds on things like planting and weeding around rivers, restoring koala habitat, seed collection and water quality monitoring. The opposition calls it tokenistic environment work and no silver bullet in addressing climate change. And the landcare movement remains hurt by its own resultant cuts. David Walker, chair of the National Landcare Program.
There will be advantages to local environment where landcare groups and communities can make use of the extra hands to do work, but it certainly doesn't replace landcare, and landcare will certainly be struggling to an extent with the reduction in funding and support.
An independent environment academic, Dr. Glenn Albrecht, likewise has concerns calling the Green Army a band-aid that doesn't replace the professional and qualified people who are required to do landscape and environment conservation. But that's not the way the five contracted service providers see it. The largest of them, the Conservation Volunteers of Australia. Phil Harrison, National Program Director, says they're recruiting to run over half of the projects starting in September.
So I'm confident that we will have young people joining us who are leaving school, others who are currently unemployed, others who maybe have completed some university or college study, young kids who are taking a gap year between school and university or similar. So it'll be a very diverse range, I'm sure.
And so what jobs are open to them with these qualifications?
Well, in terms of jobs open to people participating in these programs, it's been fascinating for us over the years. We've run a number of these programs and I've had contact with hundreds if not thousands of young people who've participated. And over the years I've met young people perhaps 5-10 years after they've joined a program like this, and I've met them across a wide range of industries. We employ some past participants ourselves in our own organisation. So, for example, one of our threatened species programs is currently managed by a graduate of a previous program. One of our regional offices is managed by somebody, and our general manager is an ex-participant. Equally, I've met people in a major accountant who are currently managing their sustainability program, and they started their journey participating in a program just like this.
The hourly rate is below the minimum wage to be paid at $10 to $16 an hour. Paul Bridgewater from job agency Manpower says it's more an allowance.
Each project will last 20 to 26 weeks. Ideally, we'd love to be able to keep some of the participants and recycle them through other projects as well so that we can continue their formal training programs. The monies that the participants are receiving is a taxable allowance. It is aligned to similar traineeship wages, but the key component is that it's actually just an allowance. You know, what we're focusing on as Manpower Group and with our partnership with Landcare Australia is to ensure that we achieve positive environmental outcomes whilst we're still able to develop skills and transferable skills within the participants. So they're learning about teamwork. They're learning about taking accountability and ownership because that's what they can then use and transfer to be job ready.
There is still the issue of where all the Green Army crews will live. If the sponsors, like local councils, can't find accommodation, they may be living in tents on the worksite.